And I just want to share with you, this is a short message, but I feel like God is really speaking to us, preparing us, and He wants us to get ready of His coming. Amen. And what time is it? Huh? What time? Time to worship? So the title of my message this morning is, It's Just a Matter of Time. It's just a matter of time. Amen? Say that with me. It's just a matter of time. Amen? And I just want to share with you some of the measurement of time. I don't know if you hear this, but if you did, you can just say amen, and we'll go on. So because it's just this measurement of time. First of all, we have the measurement of time is the picosecond. It's a 1 trillionth of a second. How many of you hear that picosecond? It's about the shortest period of time we currently measure accurately. Then it's a nanosecond. How many of you heard nano? Nano? It's nanosecond. It's a billion of a second. 2 to 4 nanoseconds is the length of time that a typical home computer spent executing one software instruction. And then it's a microsecond. It's a million of a second. A millisecond, I think some of you heard that. Millisecond is a thousandth of a second. The typical fastest time for the exposure of film in a normal camera. It's just like you know when you run out of you're trying to run the time. You know when you start here and then you have a flashlight, you beam the flashlight, that's how fast is the millisecond. You know the time you switch the light and then to the point of the destination. That's a millisecond. And then there's a centisecond, 1/100th of a second, the length of time it takes for a stroke of lightning to strike. And then there's a second one, Herb. Then we examine the higher, more tangible element of time, 60 seconds. That's 1 minute. That's mostly we know about that, huh? And then we have the 60 minutes, it's an hour. Then 8 hours is a typical work day in the U.S., as well as the typical amount of sleep of a person needs every night. How many of you have 8 hours of sleep? 8 hours of sleep? Nobody? Sister Rosa, sometimes she has 9 hours of sleep. Just bring her head to the pillow. She's gone. Put her in a car. She's gone. 9 hours, 10 hours, she could sleep 10 hours. 24 hours a day, the amount of time for the earth to rotate one time on its axis. 7 days is a week. 40 days is about the longest person can survive without food. 40 days. Yeah, the longest a person can survive without food. And then on the 41, maybe you just drop dead. And then there's 365.24 days a year, the amount of time it takes for the planet Earth to complete one orbit around the sun. And then next one, that Herb. And then 10 years is a decade. 75 years, the typical lifespan for a human being. That means if you're 90, it's not that the Lord forget you, but the Lord has overblessed you. Anybody here 90 years old? The Lord did not forget you, Nai. And then that's 5,000 years, the span of a recorded history. That's how far we have a record of the history, about 5 years. So how is it that we can miss your time? But its most finite position to know the extent, yet we cannot know nor realize or accept without the right time. Jesus tells us in Matthew 25, verse 13, it says, do we have that in Arab? Watch therefore, for you do not know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. See, nobody knows. Even the Bible says that even the Son doesn't know. Only one person knows when the Son of Man is coming. Right? So, see, because I heard a lot of preachers or pastors saying that Jesus Christ is coming in 2002. I don't know if you heard that. In 2002, they said that Jesus come, but never. And now it's 2015. They say that Jesus is coming. You guys are ready? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Do you have water? Corn beef? You have corn beef? See, but the thing is that when he comes, we're not gonna use that. We are not gonna use that. But if he comes, we're gonna be right? Amen. So we examine the hour we are in. We must. The Bible says that Jesus Christ said that we need to watch out, right? We need to be aware of when is the Son of Man is coming, because our lives are nothing more than a matter of time, right? Our life doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter because it's just more than a matter of time. So we're gonna look up the three things that the time is for all of us. Amen. I'm just gonna share with you three things that the time it's for all of us. The first thing that we need to examine is that in first time, it's the time to stay close to the Lord. Amen. And I believe that for the past 3 weeks, the overarching message that I received is to be close to the Lord, to be in His presence. We learned that, who is that character that we learned last week? That when Elijah, remember Elijah? He massacred the prophets of Baal. After he massacred that, he ran to the mountain. And when he ran away from the Lord, what happened to him? He got depressed. He got this. The 3 Ds, what's the 3 Ds? The disappointment. Depression. And he wants to die. And that's exactly when we are away from the Lord, we are not in His presence. And the enemy could throw some dart to our emotion, and that the next thing that you realize that you are depressed, that you don't wanna talk to somebody, and then there's depressed, and the other one, disappointment. You're disappointed with your life, even though God has used you mightily, but you're disappointed. You're depressed. And dissatisfied. So those are the things that when we are away from God, we encounter so many things because our focus is not right and we are away from Him. And the Bible says that seek the Lord while He may be found, all upon Him while He is near. So that's in Isaiah 55. So God is saying, the prophet, all of Isaiah, you know, we need to seek the Lord. We need to be in His presence. Amen. Because while He is maybe found, call upon him while he's near. I like the commentary of David, kimchi. Kimchi is not the one that the Korean use for their food. But it says, seek ye the Lord because he may be found. Call upon him because he is near. Repent before you die. For after death, there is no conversion of the soul. See, while he is still coming, we need to seek him. We need to be in his presence. We need to be close to him. Amen? So that's the first thing that we need to learn about the time that we have. All of us has given the same amount of time. The Lord has given us 24 hours. But what are we doing? That's the question that God asked Elijah. What is he doing there? Why you are not in the presence of God? Why we are not worshiping the Lord? So the Bible, the Word of God for us this morning, we need to seek him. We need to be in his presence. Amen? And in this approach, we see that the Lord is waiting. He's waiting for his children. See, when we read this verse, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him. The picture that I'm getting is that the Lord is waiting for his children. Amen? God is saying, you know what, come. Come because there's still day. And once the day is over, it's gone, right? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, let's open our Bible. You bring your Bible with you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 24. It's good to see the Word of God. Amen? Because sometimes we read it, and then you read it, you know what? God has is speaking to you directly. It might have a different spirit that the meaning comes to you. It speak to you personally. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Are you all there? Okay, it says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. Notice that through the veil which is his flesh. Remember that the tabernacle has a veil, a separation, so that the Holy of Holies is right here, and then there's a veil, and then the people are here. And it's only the high priest could go past that veil. That's what the writer of Hebrews is talking about. That's the veil, which is his flesh. And the flesh of Jesus Christ was broken when he went to the cross. Remember, he went to the cross. His body was broken. And that's the Bible, the Hebrews is that. That's the veil that separate the people from God. And now the writer of Hebrews is saying that your body, which is your flesh, it is that through the veil that is his flesh and his having the high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. See, the writer of Hebrews, he said, it's the body of Jesus Christ that offered us that when his body was torn down, and the Bible says that the flesh, the veil that separates was torn down from the top. It's because Jesus Christ himself make his body as an opening to go to the Holy of Holies. And that's the reason why you and I could come to his presence. Amen. You and I could come to his presence even today. In his presence, that we can worship him. That we can offer the highest worship of an individual to the Lord, to their God. Amen. So, and then another commentator says that this passage Let us come with the blood of our sacrifice to the throne of God. The expression is sacrificial. We must be sincere. We are to be right with the Lord in any shape or any way or form. And that's why he said, Lord, I offer my heart to you. That's why we sing that song, that here's my heart, Lord. Because you only, O God, only you that can see my heart. That my heart is perfect towards you. Amen? And even in the epistle of James, James, the stepbrother of Jesus, remind us that in James chapter 4, verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Amen? And that's the day of the Lord is coming, brothers and sisters. And if we are not in his presence, if we are not drawing near to him, and guess what happened? We might be left here. Amen? So the first thing that we know that we need to remind ourselves and remind somebody, remind your brother and sisters, your mom and dad, because the day of the Lord is coming. And we need to draw near to him. Amen? You don't draw near to Mary or St. Joseph or St. Edward. No, it's still St. Edward. To other saints, you draw near to God. Right? Amen? So the first thing that we need to remind, our time is, it's for all of us to draw near to God. It's time to stay close to the Lord. Amen? So the next thing that we need to remind ourselves, not only that we draw near to God, we be in his presence, is that the next thing is that it's time to stay close to the church. It's time to stay close to the church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Are you still in Hebrews? Chapter 10. Verse 25, are you there? The writer of Hebrews is there, is saying again, for not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Is that your Bible says there? Is the day approaching? Is that that's what it says in your Bible? It's not, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. Now this passage help us support the principle of consistent church attendance, but I wish to emphasize the letter that this verse, it differed to our brothers of days gone, that day. But there's somebody, the other commentator, Adam Clark, says that day, the time in which God would come and pour out his judgment, is the day of visitation. It's a day of visitation. And God only visits the first time and the second time. Amen? Because God, even though there's a lot of dispensationalists saying that God has a separate plan for the Jewish, and then there's a separate for the Christian. But I believe that it's all in one family, the church. Amen? The church. Because in Revelation it says that it's coming, that Jesus Christ is coming for his church. Amen? He's coming for his church. And it's time to stay close to church. And we may also apply it to the day of death, the day of judgment. The day of judgment. Even though the Bible says that the righteous will not suffer, but there is a judgment for each one of us. It's not a judgment of you're going to go to hell, but it's maybe you might disagree with me, but it's what I'm saying, that maybe it's the day when God give each one of us our own responsibility. Amen? But for those who are not saved, that's the day of judgment. That's when the day when God will separate the goat from the sheep. Amen? But God is saying, you know what? Don't give up. Don't give up getting together, meeting together as the day of the Lord is approaching. The day of the Lord. Amen? As it's in the time of these Hebrews, we find ourselves in a comparable hour. We too are in the days that our society offers us almost nothing conducive to spiritual reality. Our culture, it doesn't really promote a gathering together in the church. Amen? And sometimes there's so many like happening in the world today that even in the church there's some killing, there's some shooting. Amen? And sometimes sometimes people doesn't want to go to church. They might get killed in the church. But God is saying, you know what? Don't give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing it. Amen? And we see many scripture that talks about gathering together as a church. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, you don't have to look it up there, but just put a note. When you go home, you kind of check this out. Okay, we have that one. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. See, when you are not connected to the church, you are by yourself. And there's so much temptation when you are by yourself. And that's why we need to come together and exhort one another, encourage one another. Amen. Just two of you get somebody there that's not your husband or your child or your wife. Get somebody just to encourage one another. Tell them about the dog or about what you have encountered that day. Just to encourage one another. The other day we were walking with Sister Rose, and suddenly there's pitbull came in front of us, and Sister Rose, he went at the back behind me, and he went to jump on my back, and two of us went down to the ground, and this pitbull is looking for us. He said, "What are you guys doing?" But then, you know what? That's how you create memories. Amen. That's how you create memories, husband and wife. Because that, right? That's how you create memories. Things that happen in your life that you don't plan it. Amen. But you know what? There's greater dogs in our culture today. There's dogs that are, remember, the Pharisees and the Sadducees of our culture. Amen. Those are people that are highly, highly spiritual in the life, in the Jewish culture. And the Bible is talking about the dogs, which are the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. And sometimes it throw us up, and it sometimes the doctrine, that the laws that are implemented, even though the Bible says that we are in the New Testament. So watch out, and those are the things that we need to stay close to the church. Amen. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, it says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." See? Do we have it there? No. That's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." See, if you are by yourself, how can you stir up love? Right? You need to have somebody to talk to and to encourage to stir up the love of Christ. Amen? In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See? Confess your confess to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Amen? So that's how important it is to be in the church, to be connected in the church. Because one, if you're not connected in the church, it's just like the Lord Jesus Christ is be attached to the branch, to the vine. Abide in me, the Bible says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. That means you attach with him. Listen to his word, follow his word. Amen. It's just like a branch. When the branch is you know, it's not affected. It's not in the vine. It's just a matter of time that the branch will die up. Amen. So that's why the day of the Lord is coming. The Bible says that we need to encourage one another. We need to stay close. Amen. Stay close to the church, because when Jesus Christ comes, why is he coming? Jesus is coming for his bride, right? Who is the bride? The church, right? That's why he's coming. He's coming for you and me, right? To stay in the church, because he's going to come because of his church, right? Amen. There's so much Bible verse about encouraging to one another, stirring up one another. Amen. And then lastly, the last one. It's time to share the good news that we so freely partake of. Mark 16, verse 15, what does it say? Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creature. Some of you, your verse is to all nation, right? To all nation. But when they wrote the Bible, it says for all creature. See, at that time, there is no Canada, there is no Philippines. It's only created to all creature. And I was looking on Joshua Foundation last night that there's about 3,000 creatures or different ethnic background that have not reached the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's 3,000 according to Joshua Foundation. And so there's so much, there's 3,000, it's not that much, right? So anytime God could reach out that one ethnic group, and boom, it's gone. He's coming, pretty soon. He's coming. Because once the good news has been reached to these 3,000 creatures or ethnic group, it's over. He's done, and he's coming soon. Amen? So that's the commission that we have is to preach to all creature. And then he will be back. But sometimes we ask ourselves, but I think that the good news is to share the good news is that for pastors only. Is that true? Or is that for people that have a conviction only? Is that true? Is that the only that preaching or sharing the good news is for those people that have a conviction to their loved ones, to their brothers and sisters, and to their friend? No. It's for all of us. We need, if we giving an opportunity, because God, you don't have to look for somebody in the street. God even will bring you that person that God wants you to share a gospel to them. Amen. You'll never know. Maybe you're sitting to that person next to you. Maybe that's the last person that have not heard the gospel. And God will use you to share that. And then after you share that with them, He's coming. Right, Sister Mai? Because the last person that hear the gospel, and that will trigger the coming of Jesus Christ. Right, Brother Ray? Right? So, you'll never know. Maybe you're sitting with the person next to you. But it will not happen until you open your mouth. And this is not for pastors only. This is not for ministers only. This is for everybody. It did not say there. Pastors has to go to the world and preach the good news. No, it says go. That means everybody. Right? Right, Brother Vic? Amen. So we have these three things as we are waiting for the day of the Lord. These three things that we need to be aware of, that we need to do in our life, so that when He comes back, you know what? Come, Jesus Lord. Come. Amen. So these are the three things. The first one is that what? What's that? The first one is to stay close to the Lord. Amen. How do I stay close to the Lord? Talking to Him. Reading His Word. Praying. Worshiping. Amen. Number two, stay close to the church. It's not just like coming here every Sunday, but contacting them. Talking to them. Even though you have not seen that person in the church for the last 2 weeks, give them a call. Stay in the church. Stay close to the church. Amen? Because that's very important. We need to encourage one another. Amen? We need to be, because in the church, there's one thing in common in the church. Can somebody know what's that in common? And it's just one thing in common in the church? Jesus Christ. Because we have one thing in common in the church. Because we love Jesus Christ. Amen? Talk about Jesus Christ. It's not, you know, when you, usually we come together, we talk about Pacquiao or the Lakers game. Talk about Jesus Christ. What did He done for you? Amen? Yes? Amen. To stay close in the church. Let us not give up meeting together as some are. If you cannot come, just call them. Okay? Call. And then number three, it's time to share the good news. God give us the opportunity to share the good news to everyone. He's going to bring people in your life that will cross your path, and that opportunity, seize that opportunity to share the gospel. Amen? Hallelujah. That's it. Amen? So, hallelujah. Shall we all stand? Three things. Don't forget, did you put a note on that one? Okay. Can somebody name the things that we need to do? We're waiting for the Lord. Stay close to the Lord, to God. Stay close to the church. And share the gospel. Amen? Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You this morning. Thank You for this short message that You share with us, Lord God. And Lord, we thank You for Your presence, Lord. We thank You for Your assurance, Lord. The blessed assurance that You have given to us, Lord, that our heart is perfect towards You, Lord God. That You search our heart, Lord Jesus. And if there's nothing in there, if there's something in there, Lord, that hinders our relationship, Father, we pray that You will black it out, Lord God. Because our desire, Lord, that You put in our life, Lord God, is to stay close to You, Lord God, and to stay close with one another, Father God. And that we are able, Lord, the good news, Lord, has to continue, Lord, to the whole world, that we know, Lord Jesus, that only You, Lord God,
Only you, Lord. You're the only way, the truth, and the life. There's no one, Lord, in this world and the world to come that can take us, Lord, to the Father's presence, Lord God, except you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I ask Brother Ray? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Rick, can you pray for our offering?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for the message that you have in store for us for today. Bless our offerings. May this, Lord, be used for your glory, for expansion of your kingdom, Lord. Bless each and everyone who's going to give their tithes and offerings, and bless those who have jobs and those who doesn't have anyone jobs. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We give you back all the glory and honor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's now sing, Give.
Joy, Lord God, to be in your presence today. And Father, we pray for your word that you have planted in our heart this morning. Take away those things, Lord, that doesn't glorify you. Keep those things in our heart, Lord God. Things that will glorify your name. And Father, this morning we pray for a special blessings, Lord, to all that stand before you today. May the blessing of the Almighty God will pour out in each one of our lives, Lord. That they may know, Lord, that the people in the world will know that indeed we are your sons and daughters of God. Because you love us. You love us first, Lord, so that your love will overflow in each one of our lives. Let your light be shine through us, Lord. That it will shine to the darkness of the life of the people, that we may get in touch, Lord. That they will see you, Lord, the light of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for your blessings, Lord, to each one of us, Lord. To every person, Lord, representing their household, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for you alone deserve the glory and praise. And Lord, we ask all of this through your Son, Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
Amen.
Let's give God a clap offering.
Let's sing it again.
Amen. Thank you, everybody.